Poor Czech retail sales figures for May have fueled fears that the country could face a double-dip recession. Sales fell by 7.5% in May, compared with the same month in 2008. Worst hit were car sales, which were down by 15%, but the slide hit all sectors of the economy, according to the National Statistics Office. A double-dip recession is often caused when rising unemployment and low demand follows on from the first wave of economic recession hitting manufacturers.
The Czech Republic's second biggest mining group, Czech Coal, has accused rivals of spreading slurs, lies, and half-truths about it during a recent massive takeover battle. Czech Coal said anonymous letters were circulated during the recent battle for the Czech assets of a British company, International Power. The letters suggested that criminal proceedings could be opened into the privatization of Czech Coal, that a major shareholder in the company used blackmail and threatened the wives of the managers of one target company, and that the company faces a 22 billion crown compensation claim. The takeover battle was won by Czech-Slovak financial group J&T, allied with dominant Czech electricity company ČEZ. Czech Coal has appealed to competition watchdogs in Brussels about the sale, one of the biggest Czech deals in the last decade.
The country's biggest exporter, carmaker Škoda Auto, has launched sales at home and in Germany of its new sports utility vehicle, the Yeti. Škoda is pinning high hopes on its first venture in this new segment of the market, with around 20,000 Yetis to be produced a year. The cheapest model costs 360,000 crowns, or around $19,500.
Czech companies are increasingly making use of foreign tax havens to evade the local taxman. Figures from the financial information agency Czechia showed that 9,144 companies were making use of such havens by the middle of the year. That is a rise of just over 150 compared with the start of 2009. However, the trend appears to be slowing sharply. In 2008, 740 Czech companies set up in tax havens abroad for the first time.
Czech guests are the one and perhaps only bright spot in the latest figures about the impact of the economic recession on tourism. The number of Czechs staying in local hotels was stable in the first 5 months of the year. This compares with an 11% fall in foreign guests. Czechs also stayed more nights than previously, while foreigners cut their stays, according to findings of the Czech Statistical Office and MAG Consulting. MAG Consulting expect Czech hotel stays to be down between 8 and 11% for the whole year.